love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creightonville?
Music. He wanted to bring music back to life. So he's got a cover band in today. It's Thorogood Thursday. Thorogood Thursday.
Sip's there. Sip
so,
is
so
there.
There's a George Thorogood cover band playing today.
You're kidding
me. Yes, he has his own Destroyers. Remember it was George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Absolutely.
And so Shin Daddy got one. So they'll play one bourbon, one scotch, one beer at least once to twice every hour.
Every hour.
That's a great song. Incredible
song. The clock on the wall says 3 o'clock. Last call for alcohol. Oh,
so he's singing some Thorogood.
Oh yeah, so it's Thorogood Thursday. So they have the stage is set up. It'll be moving on over. They have a lot of great songs. Thorogood has some
moving on over is really good.
Yes,
one bourbon, one scotch, one beer is really good.
I'm pretty sure we still have a Thorogood CD here that Kathy Woody brought in last year for you guys.
George Thorogood's incredible.
Still in the building. I'm quite positive.
Well, she brought in a shirt. I have the shirt, and I wear the shirt.
And the CD is still here, I think, in the conference room.
So Shin Daddy set that up. So it'll just be a concert going on as you come in.
No
playing
kidding.
Nonstop. Yes,
Thorogood. It can't start at 8:44.
It starts at 8:44.
Oh, my
early.
God. Imagine that's a little early.
They're warming up right now. Imagine right now coming. I was in this here, walk by the bank. Bam, 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 bam. Check, check, 1, 2. Bam, 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 bam. Check, 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 1, 2, 1, 2. Somebody's just getting coffee. that sounds like George Thorogood in the bank.
Oh, it is.
It is.
Does Shindy have staff meetings to lay out what's going to happen?
Yes, he does have staff meetings. Everyone knows it's coming. I just couldn't imagine. Also, you have your window down right now, driving by, all of a sudden, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's that? There's a band inside the bank. It is.
Not just a band.
It's not just a band.
That's Thorogood.
It's a Thorogood and Destroyer cover band.
It's a cover band. You just wonder, do you know where they're from?
What's that? Delaware. Yeah, Delaware. Yes.
Delaware.
Yes. Didn't know
really?
That. Yes. They're Delaware.
They're for a big surprise.
Durant is curious. Any looping at all for the buses today or not?
The buses are not looping today.
No, not.
But
okay.
A lot of kids will come down over their noon hour. Not loopy today.
Bad to the bone. Who do you love?
You really automatically wonder what the lead singer's like.
Yes.
Does he sort of look like that guy?
Looks
exactly
very much. Yes, very much so. Also, one thing about George Thorogood songs, they always have a lot of the same. It sounds a lot of the songs. They start, a lot of them sound the same. So you kind of wonder what they're going with for the initial part, but George will be in there.
Thorogood Thursday.
It's perfect.
And he's going 8:44 till when again,
What's
Bill?
What's that, 3:44?
Oh, my gosh. He's playing for 7 hours.
He'll 7 hours.
He's playing for 7 hours.
There's, I had to call up the lyrics because there is one part of that song that I deem incredible. When he gets into, it's low in the song. It's deep in the song. And he says, well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch, and gin. Gonna get high, man. I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. One bourbon.
Gonna get drunk. Don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
That's really good.
That's really good.
It is.
Oh, they're real good.
God, he gets into it.
Can we pull that up maybe, Rudy, in between? We should just have that one little section. Because if you play the whole song, it's 9 minutes. So it takes you a while to get going like that. Yes. It's all about not being able to pay his rent. That's the whole thing. The song is based on that he ain't going to. He's
drinking.
He's drinking. He's not being able to pay.
The rent is getting in way of his drinking.
I'm busy here.
He's busy here.
Let that happen.
Get the first part of the song. Give us that, Steve. Give us the very first.
Okay. You want the first part of the song?
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Yeah. I want to tell you a story about the. Oh, you're right.
About the Houseman Blues.
Yeah. Want to tell you a story about the house rent blues.
House rent blues, yeah. House rent.
Didn't even know that till right now. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I'd done lost my job. She said, don't befront me. I don't know what that means. Long as I get my money next Friday. Right. Now next Friday I come and I don't get the rent.
Out the door I went.
Wow. God.
It's like that. Oh, it's an artist.
Oh, it is.
It's an artistry.
That is. Yes. That is
there is an important question here. Lil Gonzo, first time texter here. Lil Gonzo says, will Shin Daddy be serving one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer?
Yeah. He will. I didn't want to say that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I didn't want. Well, he wanted to be a little bit of a surprise.
Pushing the envelope
a little bit.
He's pushing the envelope.
Imagine all of a sudden you just walk in out there, like this morning right away and he's playing like that and Shin Daddy. Take a scotch quick.
Somebody's going to get hammered. You know that. There'll be at least one person.
At least one.
Yeah. A lot of people get hammered.
How about Todd over there? He's been here since 8:44.
He looks too hot.
It's 2 o'clock.
Why is his shirt unbuttoned?
He's kind of slouching. But is he awake?
Someone wake him up over there.
He keeps dimming the lights. Turn the lights on and we're still banking hours.
It should be a fun day if Thorogood Thursday.
That's a great idea.
Midwest Bank and Credit. Thank you, Shin Daddy.
Couldn't get George, though. He couldn't get the real.
I think the real thing. Not sure if he's alive.
I think he is.
I think he is alive. Yeah,
he's
anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thanks to Midwest Bank. And
member FDIC.
464-5685. Call or text as always. I saw some buzz yesterday going around talking about Nebraska's October schedule. You know, everyone talks about, hey, Cincinnati, Michigan, big games in September. November is a tough one. October is a month where it's not daunting. It's not an overly daunting schedule. Michigan State, at Maryland, at Minnesota, and then home against Northwestern.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust. From paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The buzz has been that's kind of been a month or with those games that Nebraska has kind of stubbed their toes on in the past when they could take advantage of that. But would winning all 4 games be proof that things are changing around here? Is that an expectation for fans? Or is 3-1 with like maybe a loss to Minnesota acceptable in the month of October?
I don't think there's, with where Nebraska is right now, where they are with collective, with everything that's going on, that I'd say no.
What's that?
A loss would be, any of those losses would be a tough loss. There wouldn't be one like that. It'd be, Northwestern snuck up on us, but not a big deal. No big whoop. or we went out to Maryland, laid an egg. I mean, you know, the research, everything you see on everything. Steve talked to Michigan State. They're like, I have no idea what we even have. We have no idea.
No, they're not very good.
No, they're pundits.
That game's in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, now, I will be just brutally honest. I would expect 3-1.
You think Minnesota a loss?
Yeah, it's really hard to beat Minnesota.
It'd be a tough game.
I'm not saying Nebraska can't win, but if they would finish 3-1, it wouldn't surprise me. What's Fleck against Nebraska?
I think he's won four straight. 6-1?
Yeah, he's won four straight. It's tough to go. It's tough to win at Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota's great, but I don't think they'll be bad. They're never bad.
2-2 would be horrible. That'd be very disappointing.
Very disappointing.
You'd be in a bit. Yeah, you'd probably be in. Yeah. No, you don't want 2-2. Not with the November you got.
Minnesota also at that time, just it won't be sold out.
It's a Friday night game.
Don't get much of it. Their crowd's
the last
very
time
average.
Nebraska went there, though, it was packed. Now, I wonder.
That kicked off the season, though. That was Matt Rule's first game. Yeah. It was a Thursday night.
It was warm. It was warm, yeah.
Late August.
When's this?
There's a lot of Nebraska fans.
It's October 17th. That's the Minnesota game
on a Friday night game. It'll be brisk. It won't be cold. It'll just be brisk. But it would be fine.
I would predict 3-1. I don't know that it'd be Minnesota that beat them. Then maybe they stumble at Maryland. Now, they can't lose to Michigan State, can't lose to Northwestern. But I could see a scenario where they lose to Maryland, come back and beat Minnesota just because of college football, and it's not it doesn't always go as you expect. Weird things happen.
Yeah. We know that. Weird things do
really
happen.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at a schedule right now, if there was any team be honest with you, about any team in any league would love those four games.
Yep. Oh yeah.
If you're Wake Forest,
sign me up.
Wake Forest, here's your October. There's not one team from any league like that. If you're Baylor and say, here's the four games you have in October, they're like, we'll take that. We will take that.
Oh yeah, I agree, Jake. I agree with your assessment that if the program is really, really like a playoff type program, you go 4-0.
They have to win all of those. Yeah.
You go if
because that's when the Joel Klatt of the world and Josh Pate, they're saying undefeated in October. No doubt about that. That's what they say is maybe a loss to Michigan, maybe a loss to Penn State, but you're winning all your games in October if you are truly that type of team, making that league.
I can't argue against that. The other thing about this is, you know, I do this, and it's probably wrong. I just write off, you're not winning at Penn State. I have to check myself on that. All you got to do is look at Ohio State. Nebraska had a chance to win that game, and I just dismissed the possibility going into that game. I was just like, well, they're not going to win. Let's see if they can hang, you know. So you can't dismiss that they would beat Penn State.
Oh, 100%.
You can't dismiss it. I do that, though. You can't.
Especially, like I said, it was an Ohio State does not play well at 11 a.m.
That could be. You don't know where Penn State's
going. 11 a.m., and it's not 11 a.m., Ohio State will be ready to go against Texas. But they were not ready to go, what, 2 or 3 years ago here?
It was a tight game.
They were not remotely. And I remember.
They weren't.
I was just an analyst, so I was just standing there watching them warm up, and I remember telling one of the coaches, FYI, said they're asleep at the wheel.
Really? You could tell?
You could tell. Warming
got
up.
A chance today.
Because so
at
what
that time,
was that, Jake?
They were
the 21.
Bill? I bet you if you go back and look at that game, they were probably 21-point favorites. What were they last year at Nebraska? What? 17 to 20 point favorites.
Yeah.
So they're big favorites. 11 a.m. kick, not their deal. And all of a sudden, though, it's like, whoa, you got to try to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just.
Yeah,
so,
that was 2021, November 2021.
Yeah. And I would bet they were 21, 24 point favorites, I would imagine, at that time.
Like you were saying the other day, not every team shows up for every 12 games.
They don't show up.
And maybe Penn State doesn't show up that night. Yeah. It'll be a night game, right?
I assume so. It's not announced yet, but assumption is that.
That's widely assumed. But it doesn't matter. They may not show up. They might not play that well. So I guess what I'm saying is you could lose to Minnesota. If you beat Penn State, then it sort of erases it, right?
Yes.
It would.
Yeah. And I guess I think we all agree. We do this thing where we count wins and we assume things. And then sometimes it just doesn't go as planned at all.
You know, almost every year you have just multiples of just like what happened there. Why is this team not doing well? We just went through it last year, and everyone just praises Arizona State. Cincinnati beat them. beat them. Then they beat Houston 38-0.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nathan. and then everything.
They lose,
you know,
five straight.
All fell. Which we said, so we have a guest coming on
we
later,
do.
And that's one of the questions I want to find out. What happened? They were what?
Final five games.
What were they? 5-2. Were they
5-2?
Five and two.
And life's good.
5-7.
He's thinking extension. We got this thing turned.
Yeah,
we're
ask
going
him
to
what
a good
happened.
Bowl game. I want to ask him what happened. What happened? Because that was they had beaten. Like I said, anytime you beat somebody, 38-0. Houston wasn't great, but Houston had a couple wins that were interesting.
Sure.
And they beat Arizona State 24-14.
One at UCF.
They couldn't score. One at UCF. That was Gus.
Yeah. And UCF wasn't great, but still.
Hard to go down there.
Yeah.
Hard to go down there and win. 100%.
They'll have dudes. Like a game that comes to mind of a surprise. Like I never would have expected UCLA to hammer Iowa last year.
Yeah.
That's a game. I'm just thinking of games where I just wouldn't have anticipated.
The road, yeah.
They hammered them. I mean, they beat them up.
It was such horrific quarterback play. It was it set football back 50 years.
By both teams or just?
Just by Iowa.
It happens
just,
a lot in Iowa.
It was just, it was remarkable to watch.
God dang, I heard guys on 84 singing Gronowski's praises the other day.
Really?
Mark Gronowski must be pretty good.
I really like him. I thought it was a huge upgrade. I haven't seen enough of him. I haven't seen hardly any clips from Iowa. I've just seen him from South Dakota State. But winner, played a lot of snaps. Not quite the same snaps, but when you've played a lot, it helps. He has played in games, mm-hmm. and so a lot of games. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Jake,
I know that the BTN bus praises everyone, but they are very high on Gronowski as well when they went to Iowa. And in general, the public who's or the media that's watched Iowa said that he looks a lot different than any mm-hmm. recent quarterback.
Oh, boy. Was their best quarterback of late Beathard?
Yeah.
He could fling it, baby.
Beathard was good.
He had a rocket.
I liked Nate Stanley, though, too. I thought he was pretty good, but Beathard was definitely a little better.
You'd be
the
expert here on Iowa.
You would be.
Oh, you're yeah.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. Bring back Deacon Hill. Right. Yes. Bring back the linebacker quarterback.
I don't think he would have been athletic enough to be a linebacker.
I don't think so.
I think you're talking kicker.
Hunter.
Yeah. He went to Utah Tech and got beat out. He didn't
not
play.
Good. And that guy won 10 games at Iowa. Yeah, it's incredible.
Won 10 games. Utah Tech won about 4, and he wasn't the starter.
How did he get 10 wins with him as the quarterback?
Think about that. 1-10.
It's impressive.
But they
impressive coaching
the biggest,
job.
It's one of the best jobs ever.
He completed like one pass against Nebraska.
It's one of the best coaching jobs in the history of mankind. They got 10 wins with that guy's quarterback.
He was prancing off the field, too, after they beat Lincoln.
Yeah, nice job, Deacon. You really were a big part of this win. Bills Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn, even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.